Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come to thy presence, Holy Father, our Father, and our Heavenly Bridegroom and the Holy Spirit, as we come into thy presence, we pray that you will speak to us, Lord. Strengthen us. Let thy voice sound from between the two cherubims. Bless these words, Father, the word through which thou hast created us. For in Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We read in the book of Genesis chapter 1 that there was chaos. There was darkness. There was no form. The world was void. That is also the life of a believer before he came to Christ. Everything is in chaos. There is no form. There is complete void. And there is absence of the presence of God. There were so many creatures in the universe when the earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But no one could do anything to fix the darkness in the universe. The darkness and the chaos and the lack of form and void. The evil that had gripped the universe. No one could do anything about it. Even the Spirit of the Lord walked upon the waters, observing the disparity and the sadness and the pathetic situation. But even the Holy Spirit walking on the waters, observing what was going on, could do nothing to change the situation. Today we see a lot of emotion in Pentecostal churches. That's the Spirit of the Lord moving upon the waters. They receiving the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. Those are all correct. Those are all right. There is a Spirit of God moving. However, that alone, the Holy Spirit alone, speaking in tongues, feeling the Spirit moving, that revival alone is not enough to change the void and the darkness and the lack of form. And then the Holy Spirit spake, "Let there be light." Four words. And there was light. And as soon as the Holy Spirit spoke, there, let there be light, there was light. He was walking upon the waters. He was moving upon the waters. And today the Holy Spirit moves upon people in Pentecostal churches. However, until the Holy Spirit speaks, let there be light, until the pastor of the church speaks the word of God, there will be no light in the lives of the believer. People ask me, there are a lot of these people filled with the Holy Spirit in Pentecostal churches. They speak in tongues. There's prophecy. There's all kinds of miracles and signs and wonders. How come there is darkness in their life? How come there is no form? There is void. The life of Jesus Christ is missing. Well, the pastor, the shepherd of the sheep, has not spoken the true, unadulterated, pure, and infallible word of God that has creative power and has the power to bring light into the lives of people. Until the word of God is spoken, there can be so much power, there can be so much Holy Spirit, there can be so much gifts of the Spirit, tongues, miracles, and signs and wonders. But until the word of God is spoken, all of it is in vain. Because Jesus told those who believed in him, if you abide in my word, it's okay, it's great that you believe that I'm the Son of God. It is great that you believe that I'm Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. But unless you abide in my word, then only I can recognize you as my disciples. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What does it mean to say you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free? Being set free by the truth is as simple as turning on the light switch. Oh yeah, I am in the home. I'm sitting in the living room, but it's dark. Pastor, turn on the light. Let there be light. That's why the Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything has been created and is being supported by the infallible Word of God. Scientists and NASA do so much research to find out how the Earth is suspended in space. They say it is the equal gravitational force, perfect gravitational force, that keeps them in place. That may be true, but really what keeps the Earth suspended in space is the Word of God. When we go to the beach, we see the beautiful ocean. The waves come pounding to the shore. It is so fierce. And the little kids run for their lives thinking, Daddy, Mommy say, no, it's going to be okay. Come here, baby. Hold me. And the waves crash onto the beach sand and then turn into ripples and stop. Why? Because God said in the book of Genesis, your mighty waves will stop right there. And that's it. You will go no further. And that is the normal trend. Everything has been framed by the Word of God. Today in USA and rest of the world, the framework is being taken away. There are some people that are born without brains, spiritual brains, that go around taking all the framework in the house. So what is going to happen? When you take the framework of the house, then the whole house is going to collapse. Just imagine what will happen if the doctor decides that man does not need the skeleton or the bones anymore that form the body. We will become one blob of jello walking around like worms. The Word of God. There is a lot of attention paid today to what people think. What Pelosi thinks, what Nadler thinks, what Schiff thinks, what Pelosi and Nadler and Schiff thinks, I could care less. I will respect them because they are elected leaders. However, what they say or think or act upon, I could care less. Unless it is in accordance with the governing law of the United States and the U.S. Constitution, then I will respect it. But the moment these leaders wean away from the law of the land that has been placed there by God and from the law of the Word of God, I have no respect for them, neither does God. Because what they have essentially done is they have destroyed the framework which causeth us to exist as a nation, which causeth us to exist as a family, and not only are they destroying themselves, but they are trying to destroy the nation. Will God leave the nation, USA, to rats and demons that are trying to destroy it and the rest of the world? The answer is in Psalm 33, verses 9 to 11. When the waves roar, God says, thus far and no further. God has a limit for everyone. When they cross that limit, judgment will strike. But God allows man to test him and to try him and to see how far they can go. Now God is patient, hoping that even the worst sinner, our government official or king or queen, would repent. But if they don't repent, at that point, God will appear to them and say, your days are numbered. I gave you time. Tomorrow you'll be dead. And no one can stop that. I've heard about many instances in which Jesus Christ appeared to many people and said, today is your last day. I gave you time. To everyone, God is giving time. So Psalm 33 verse 9 to 11 states how insignificant are the thoughts of kings and queens and governing people. Psalm 33 verses 9 to 11. For God spake and it was done. It happened. God commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. In other words, God bringeth the counsel of wicked people to zero. It's like the shipwreck. Paul said, you go on this ship is going to be ruined. And then the south wind blew, and they thought, oh yeah, this is a good thing to do. Paul was wrong, God was wrong. But later on, a big wind called Euroclydon broke the ship into pieces, and they lost the ship. But thank God for Paul, their lives were saved. Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to zero. Again, it says in the book of Isaiah, woe unto him that striveth with the people of Almighty God. They that strive with you shall perish and shall become zilch. They shall become zero as nothing. Because I am God Almighty. Lord God Almighty maketh the devices of the people of none effect. There is an example in the Israeli war. Nasser said, he will completely wipe out Egypt off the face of the earth in 24 hours. Guess what? Egypt's planes couldn't take off. Egypt's tanks couldn't move. They were fueled. They had the most experienced pilots. They knew how to fly them. They had battle training. And they went and asked the Egyptians who surrendered to the Israeli army. They said, why are you there in the tank, sitting there doing nothing? They said, can't you see my body? I'm trembling. I'm not able to move. I don't know what is going on. My body is not even acting up. I'm not able to even lift my hand. I'm trembling. I'm full of fear. I'm terrified about the Israelis. And they all surrendered. The entire Egyptian army, the tanks, the air force, everyone surrendered within 24 hours to the Jews. Because God makes the devices of the people of none effect. Bible says in Psalm 33, woe unto those that think they can win a war with chariots and horses and tanks and planes and submarines. It will be useless against the hands and power of Almighty God. Why? Because the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. You know, God can do everything without his angels and without us. But he's got millions and millions of angels. He's got an angelic army. And one angel in God's angelic army. And he has billions of angels. And one angel in God's army can wipe out the entire universe. So talk about the other billion angels that are in God's army. Therefore, with God, all things are possible. His word alone will stand. When we see the things that are happening on this planet, when we see the things that are happening in the US, when we see the things that are happening at work and everywhere in the universe and in heavenly places, our focus needs to be on the word of God, because everything else will perish. The God the Father said to Jesus, my son, everything will perish and will be wrapped out like a garment. the whole universe will wax old and will be removed as a garment. Someone is going to come. God Almighty is going to come and roll the carpet. And the entire universe is going to be rolled as an old rug. And God is going to make the new heavens and new earth. Why is this? That man is powerless. Satan is powerless. Everyone is powerless except God and his servants. It is because of the name of Jesus. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. God has given all authority in heaven and earth to Jesus Christ. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow. Every knee of every man, whether he was a believer or an unbeliever, whether he was a human being or an animal, whether he was an animal or a demonic spirit, at the name of Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, every knee will bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, including the things that live in the ocean, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a glorious day it'll be when the whole universe kneels down before Jesus. And we see that in the book of Revelation. All creatures were singing and praising and glorifying God to the glory of God the Father. We have been called by the name that is an everlasting name. A name that creates things out of nothing. A name that is powerful. The name with whom nothing is impossible. At whose name, Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We have been called as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, through the name of Jesus. Let us trust in Jesus. Let us preach the word. Let us abide in his word. For everything else will pass away. And Jesus said, everything will pass away. All that is written in the word, every jot and tittle and comma and semicolon will come to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Psalm 33, 9 to 11, for God spake and it was done. God commanded and it stood fast. May the Lord bless these words.